Now hit me.
Oh, yeah. The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys. It's the weekend. I hope you're out firing up a grill or a smoker and creating a little grill envy in your neighborhood. I know that I'm going to be doing that later today. But we were in the middle of a lamb recipe if you were in the last segment, and we'll finish it up.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah, so basically we're going to marinate these rack of ribs in EVO and garlic, and maybe mint if you like it. Mint goes great with it, but whatever. Jop likes rosemary. No baby jokes. So, if you can't get it on your grate and you want to cut it into like four or five rib sections and skewer them and stand them up, that's cool too. I have plenty of times when I've had to do that out of necessity and it saved my butt. But basically we're talking about the little bamboo skewers, and you just stand them up and you keep them an inch apart and you make a little rack of maybe three. And then it, since they're skewered, two or three skewers into it, they want to stand up. And the beauty of that is the heat goes up between them, and you're not, maybe you're taking up less space. The footprint's smaller. Let's say you only have one burner. Well, you can do the same thing, but now I'm going to tell you to take a piece of ceramic, like a pizza stone or something like that, put it on one end of your grill, and do all this on that one end. You can still do indirect even if you don't have the dual burners.
Right.
And if you don't, I would say go down to Garrett's Appliance. They're having a huge clearance sale right now and buy one of those Broil Kings. They're cheap and they're wonderful.
Yeah.
North American
made.
They're
expensive, but they got a great warranty on them too. So another way to do a rack of lamb is to cut them up in individual chops. This is my way. It's not the right way. It's my way. But I'll take that same. It's a little rack of ribs. It's only like maybe a foot long, if that. So you cut them up. I'm doing it for the same reason Bob just described, is that I want marinade on all sides, first of all. But second of all, when I got them into chops, I can do these on a really hot grill and have them done in a minute or two.
Yep.
Because I'm not getting a smoky flavor on these. I'm getting a grilled flavor.
That's the difference between a chop and a rib.
Right. Yep.
So beef ribs, this one we did a long time ago. It, again, it's from Stephen Reichlin's book, Best Ribs Ever. And the guy really is a genius. He's one of those guys I really look up to. And as a barbecue guy, it's sometimes very hard to maybe take a lot of people's advice because you've just done so much. You disagree with so much, or you go, I don't know about that. There's not much he says that I disagree with, honestly. And you know how that goes. So this one's called, and it's on page 282 of the Bible, Sweet Soy Grilled Short Ribs.
Mm.
And this is a fantastic, if you're going to do beef ribs, this is a fantastic way to do them if you just have that gas grill. And what you're going to do is you're going to create your sauce, which is oyster sauce, sugar, soy, sake, garlic, ginger, all these great things. And then you're going to cover and put those ribs in a bowl and marinate overnight, or at least for 2 or 3 hours.
Let's stop a second right there. That's a great marinade. It's got an Asian flavor.
Oh, yeah.
It, right?
Yeah.
And so, but
it's definitely
but
a Chinese thing or
I'm
Japanese
thinking
thing.
That short ribs aren't in your normal big box store very often.
No, the butcher's going to make them.
You got to go to Sobeys or your butcher, whoever that is. Sobeys is ours. And get these cut. And you might have to call ahead. That's all I want to touch base on because they don't.
Stores already have them short in the case. You're going to have more trouble getting them cut long.
Right.
That's when you'll have to order them, in my opinion.
Yep.
You're going to have to order them that way. Most butchers now, I think maybe because of recipes like this or the trend, are already prepping them and having those ready, but that's a good point. This would be what I would call a Korean rib.
Okay.
In Korea, and it's been 40 years since I've been there, but this is what they're going to make you. And they're going to make it for you outside on a picnic table on a charcoal fire.
Okay.
And it's very, very cool. And they're done pretty quick. But so you're going to do direct grilling. You're going to oil the grate. You're going to place those on the grate until they start sizzling and it gets dark brown. It's going to take 3 to 4 minutes per side. You're going to transfer them to a platter and sprinkle them with scallions and green onions and serve them. This is not like a typical rib recipe. You're going to do 3 to 7 minutes, I'm going to say, depending on your temperature, on each side. Now, I like to go a little lower temperature and take longer because some of these beef ribs, the bone itself is a little thick, and you just want to try and break away as much of that connective tissue as possible because I do want them kind of falling off the bone when I'm ready to serve them. I don't want my bride fighting them at the table or my guests.
Right.
Because that would be rude.
Yep. Well, and especially the ladies that we've had experience feeding in the past, they don't like to eat with their hands. You know, they want to be able to have it on a plate and use a knife and a fork. And it's just, you know, guy, like, I'll pick up a bone and gnaw on it. But I just think that a lot of people, that's a little bit of a turn off.
Start that way, but I find that sooner or later they surrender.
Oh, yeah.
They just...
Or they don't eat, right?
I mean, you can't use a knife and fork with ribs. Right. So anyway, so that's called sweet and spicy grilled short ribs, and it's going to be sugar, oyster sauce, soy, sake. You ever have sake?
A couple times. Wasn't a big fan.
Well, it's a rice wine.
Yeah,
and they serve it warm.
Yeah,
and we used to go to that Japanese steakhouse. It's now called something different. They moved it. It was Shanghai Gardens over by Knapp or over on the Beltline and the freeway. Nah. Either way, it's now called Ichiban.
Yeah.
And they do the Szechuan-style cooking right in front of you.
It's your bum?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the side effect.
Okay.
Smoke a bong.
There's a lot of those around too. So yeah, the market has changed.
So sweet soy grilled short ribs. There's a million recipes, but if you have these items on your recipe, they're going to make a good marinade. And just try grilling them once. Do short ribs. Go tell the butcher at Sobeys. Tell the guy you want how many pounds and you want them short. Tell him how long you want them. I'm going to say you want them 4 inches. But they'll probably have an ideal size for you.
So with the ribs, when they start to shrink away, if you the 4-inch rib that Bob just referenced, when it's really done cooking, it might only be 2.5 inches. It has shrunk away from the bone a little bit because it contracts as it cooks, and that's one of your indicators on when they're done. No?
But with this one, it doesn't quite work out that way because we're grilling them. And it's a short, fast process. It's a lot less different than smoking what you and I are used to doing.
Right.
So with these, they're done so quickly, they're going to be a little tougher. I mean, you're going to fight them just a little bit, but because of this marinade and the process, they're going to taste so good. This is why you pick them up, because you're going to be ripping that flesh from that rib.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Beef ribs they aren't everywhere. You're not going to find them in every store, and they aren't for everybody because they're very flavorful, but you got to have a knack for it, and you got to figure it out, and that's why we reference a book. I think Reichland's got internet presence as well, right? And you can find this recipe if you don't have the book like we do.
You won't find that one on his website.
No.
But you can look up Korean ribs.
Right.
And you'll find something similar. As long as you have the oyster sauce, the soy, the sake, the sugar, and does it call for ginger? I'm a big ginger guy.
Yeah.
Because I watched Gilligan's Island.
I don't know. I guess I'm a big Marianne guy.
Garlic and scallions. No, there's no ginger.
Right. Okay. Well, then she's out of this deal. So coming up next, we are in the springtime. This is the time where you go out and you look at your grilling area and you're like, my game needs to be upped a little bit or not. And so it all describes with space and style and what you want to do out there. That's maybe something we can talk about in the upcoming segment. But you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.